Oh my gosh, I am super excited about this. This is going to be a fantastic game. We've got St. Joe versus Lakeshore playoffs. It's round two of the playoffs. I'm very excited about this. Brett Witkowski joining me from the broadcast team for St. Joe. Brett, this is going to be a good game. And honestly, we weren't sure this was, we knew that they both had tough matchups, St. Joe and Lakeshore. So it's a surprise to see both these teams going at it this round.
I agree with you. I think it's a huge surprise. The bigger of the two surprises is St. Joe upsetting Zeeland West. To me, that was probably the biggest upset in the entire state in playoffs, regardless of class, last week. And the Bears played probably their best game since way over a decade ago when they stopped the big winning streak of Lakeshore. It was just a good called game, both on offense, from Coach Prattley and Graziano on the defensive side. No turnovers and only one penalty the entire game, and that was early in the ballgame. So I don't think anybody, including myself, and I said this on Friday, would have thought that we'd be having the St. Joe Lakeshore matchup round two. But right. I'm so glad it is. It's nice to see, and I don't care if you're a Lakeshore or St. Joe fan or a fan just in general of the area, to see two schools knock off the Holland Grand Rapids mm-hmm. area schools. It just has not been happening over the last decade.
Absolutely, yeah, and to see some of these teams, and I would say this is probably the year where I think we've got two really great teams on both sides. I mean, St. Joe's been good 1 year, Lakeshore's been good 1 year, but these are two solid teams, and like you said, that upset, the key thing that happened, and that was the not a lot of penalties, and only having one, that was the thing that I think was that underlying thing that was plaguing St. Joe throughout the entire season was, man, we're making some mistakes. Even the wins that they had, they'd had a mm-hmm. little bit more penalties than I think Coach Prattley was really wanting.
Yeah, they're averaging 7 and 12 penalties. And, you know, penalties either extend drives for the other team or end drives for your team. And it's already hard enough to win in big games.
Right.
Much less when you put yourself against the wall. And in those tough losses, and they had four in a row where they were in the games to the end, penalties either extended drives or killed drives. And that was a difference. I think the biggest difference maker last week. I also think Trey McGinnis at full strength, he really ran. I think the best he's ever ran for St. Joe. And I think quarterback Lanier mm-hmm. Had his best game all season. Matthew Lanier, I want to call him Mike after his dad. Matt, I think, had his best game. He was 7-12 from the air, which is his highest percentage. He's hitting them on the targets. And I think you got to credit St. Joe coaches. They had a great game plan. And I think the other part is the mental aspect of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you convince a team that's lost four tight games in a row that you can win what will probably be a tight game against a very good team? So whatever that psychological stuff they did during mm-hmm. the week, it worked. And just thankful that we get another playoff game for St. Joe, and that's not far away. I wish it had been right at Dickinson, but I can take the 7-mile drive to Stevensville.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's like, even if you're not a fan of football, you got to hand it to these kids and these coaches for just the dedication and the hard work that they've been putting in all season. And it's just a really great thing, and a thing that should be celebrated on both sides, win or lose on either side. It doesn't matter, because these kids have just been fantastic this whole year and just working hard and doing great things. So definitely excited about this game, and whether you're rooting for Lakeshore or St. Joe, or you don't root for either team, it's a good game to go and support and go see, because you know it's going to be a great game. So what are the things that we on the St. Joe side, what are the things that they should be thinking about and looking forward to and planning for this game against Lakeshore?
Well, you know, I think the one thing you have to be worried about Lakeshore is trick plays. I think when you get to these type of games, that's something you always have to have in the back mm-hmm. of your pocket. I think you have to give credit to Lakeshore. They have the mentality and the instinct to win. They play to win. They believe they can win, and they'll take advantage of that. So I think you have to be ready for that. You know, they've got Jackson back at the linebacker position, Lakeshore does, and I'm happy for him. I played football, was good friends with his dad at St. Joe. He's the heart and soul of that defense. Will have him back is a big plus for their defense. They lost, I believe, Cage Davison to a big injury, who's returned some massive kickoff returns and lead receiver. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to turnovers and field position and which team can punt the ball better when they have to. And it's going to happen. Even Zealand West, which never punts the ball. I even heard that as a byline when we were in the press box. Someone said, man, when was the last time we punted? You know, and I like it when coaches going into the season say, we're going for it on fourth down. The stats prove it out. Well, the stats are those stats are produced by teams that have good teams that can afford to go on fourth down, right? And if a Zealand West doesn't go for a fourth down against you, you know you got a good defense.
Yep.
And I think that's, you know, I thought St. Joe's defense, Emu Slang, you cannot neglect the job Jerron Brown has done for the Bears. He has just been the master of all trades. He has punted. He's been a running back. He's been fullback. He's been on defense. I think he was the holder when St. Joe lost both quarterbacks and the third backup holder in the game. As coach has said on coach's show numerous times, he has just been a great job. Then he got a stellar defensive line with Ciccarelli and Sparkman. And, you know, it's this time of year we have injuries. Each team has them. But I think if St. Joe comes out with whatever mindset they had last week, it'll be a great game. And even Coach Prattley in the pregame interview, I mentioned it to Mike before, and I mentioned during on the air, he seemed more relaxed last week. And I think that must have been picked up on by the kids also.
Yeah, and it may, and that may, the him being relaxed could have been because he knew that they put in the work throughout the week, and he felt good about it going into the game. And that's another thing that, you know, I don't think is focused on as much in high school, but special teams, I think, will be the key. And like you said, that field position is so important and so crucial. You know, really putting in those extra kicks and all those extra drills, return drills and defensive drills are probably something they've been working on all week and focusing on because, yeah, like you said, field position and limiting mistakes are going to be key for both teams and for St. Joe especially. If they can do what they did last week with limiting the amount of mistakes and penalties, then this could be a victory for them. But we'll just have to wait and see because, just like I said last week, it's the reason you play the game because you don't know what's going to happen. So it is going to be a fun game, but I'm looking forward to it. I know you're going to be fired up. I know you got the heater fired up. I know your energy is probably going to be at full tilt. So it's just going to be a lot of fun to listen to as well as watch the game. And I even said to somebody earlier, even if you're at the game, I think it's always fun to listen to the broadcast too, because you're going to hear and get a lot more insight about things going on, not just from people that you're hanging around with. So I always suggest, hey, listen to the radio if you can. Listen on the app, the WSJM app. If you have a radio, portable radio, you can listen that way, 94.9. I know you guys have been posting on Twitter about everything play-by-play. If somebody happens to not be at the game, but you can check that out on Twitter, Bear WSJM. But anything else you want to say about this game?
Yeah. Just a quick shout out to Lakeshore's coach, Danny Thompson. So Saturday mornings at the coaches show at Red Coach in Stevens, we have all the coaches on. And I take a friend to those to the show because he's not able to drive. And he meets his other friend there who are really loyal, diehard St. Joe fans. And Coach Thompson was talking with us. And his wife comes at times. And they have a St. Joe Lakeshore table where they all kind of sit together. But nobody's obnoxious about it. They're all nice. And they were just talking about how it's hard for them to go on GoFan, which is a website to buy your tickets because you can't do that through the state at the gate anymore. So Coach Thompson called me, actually texted me on Monday and said, hey, do you remember the name of, or know the name of those two guys that were sitting with my wife at the table? And I said, yeah. And I told him who the names were. And he texted me back. He goes, can you let them know I got two tickets waiting for them at the ticket booth? They just got to give them their name. So I thought that was pretty cool. You know, regardless of the rival, it still comes down to relationships. It still comes down about caring about people and taking the time to help others who, you know, for them and for me, I have a hard time going through and getting these tickets online all the time. My kids don't. But it was just nice to see Coach Thompson do something he didn't have to for two guys who won't be cheering for him, but they respect him and they do talk to him, like him. So I thought that was a cool shout out to Coach Thompson, the Lakeshore community.
That's amazing. Yeah. And like we said, this is going to be a great game, and win or lose, great dedication from both sides. And I mean, we're neighbors, you know, St. Joe and Lakeshore, we're neighbors. So it's a friendly rivalry between neighbors is what you could say. Neighbors divided, I guess, just for this game, but it should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And so I want you to take a nap, get yourself, or I guess drink some Red Bull or something and get yourself pumped up for it.
Listen, but, listen, if you're not pumped up for this game, you don't have a pulse.
Right.
You know, only thing I got to do is we'll be outside, which is fine. They have a platform for us with a cover, but we'll actually have both heaters running tonight. We have to make sure we plug them in different outlets because we can trip a lot of breakers, but we will be warm.
Wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to it, Brett. Thank you for such a great season, and I know you're looking forward to another great game. St. Joe versus Lakeshore happening tonight right here on 94.9 WSJM.